I'm afraid I can't do that.
What happened to Hal? Hal, where's Hal?
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
Cool monolith, bro.
That's all I wanted to say in this call. That's all I had to say. No, I'm just gonna.
So, caller, does that answer your question?
That's pretty much it. That's kind of what I was looking for. I was wondering whether or not God and the whole universe was involved in the whole thing, and I can see that it was and is, and that, you know, everything is everything, dude. See, I'm trying to get off because I think they told me I had enough for half a hit, but I haven't felt it at all.
What the hell? Do you want a tote bag or something? What was this deal?
Yeah, what's up? Dude, what's up? That kid. Now, didn't that freak you out when you first saw that guy? And he was this big, deep, huge, masculine, middle-aged voice, and it's this little piping little... little, like, kind of gay punk.
No, I never look. Cutie, I never like up to see how anyone looks.
No, remember. It's all about the. That's why I hate. That's why we all hate. What's his name?
I can't wait to hate him.
You know. you know, the guy that wasn't Peter Gabriel, the other guy.
Oh, Phil Collins?
Yes. I blocked his name. I hate him so much.
Don't worry.
Phil Collins. He has the most ordinary name.
He'll always have American Psycho.
I don't know. Phil Collins. Peter Gabriel was the better part of that group, I think. Don't you think?
Well, there's an interesting argument, which we could probably pull up in a minute.
Oh, I'm sure. Exactly. People have, dwelt upon this for years. You know, should Rick Wakeman have replaced Tony Kaye as the keyboard player for Yes? Who will know? No one will ever know how it could have been different. But that's what happened. Rick Wakeman joined Yes, and the rest is history. You know, it makes you think. I hate that stuff. I hate that. What's they call that thing? Instatune?
You know what you should
call it? Tunograph? What's it called? K-Rob?
K-Rob!
K-Rob.
Come on! K-Rob. He knows the name of it! K-Rob!
K-Rob, I have a question too.
So many people have questions.
K-Rob, I got content.
How would Darth Vader look like as a My Little Pony?
He's so creepy.
It's like a classroom. Yeah, this is my group.
What would you think if I sang it to you?
Give me a is there a lighter? Do you have a lighter? I can't get a lighter. I can't get any kind of help.
The show.
I applied to the UN. The UN won't talk to me anymore.
Yes,
okay.
The United States Department of Energy and the CERN nuclear power plant
in France-Swiss border today announced all attempts to detect any marijuana from Michael Pepe's pipe have proved negative. They have applied the largest machine in the world to try and do this. The Large Hadron
Collider. Exactly, and that's the problem. We're just going to have to do another run, and we're wondering if you could take control of the helm.
Entire contents of Michael Pepe's pipe into the target vehicle and bombard it with counter-rotating protons at tremendous giga-electron volts.
And we have the whole load of plutonium now.
Scintillation counters from the many things analyzed by all the computers and reactors, unable to detect any marijuana whatsoever from this pipe. However, they have not disregarded the possibility that marijuana does, in fact, exist in there in some quantum form yet unknown to practical science. However,
oh, he doesn't like. Oh, no, he has to be. Oh, you have to suck it out. Oh, you have to suck it out. Oh,
how would Star Wars characters look like if they were drawn as ponies?
Boy, what a weird caller. Hey, caller. You know, we don't want to hear your. What is that? What is that? Beatle mixes you've got there?
Yeah, caller. Lend me
your ears. Oh, that guy. Well, you know, he wants my ear. And I've given you my ear so many fucking times, pal. Given you my fucking ear. I've given you a lifetime of my ear, Ringo Starr. What have you given me?
Hey, come on, lay off.
What do you give me, Ringo?
Give him a break.
No, I have a personal relationship.
He's 75 now. Give him a break.
He was born on my birthday, or rather, I was born on his. So, I have a very close relationship with him.
You know who else you have to give a break to? Prince. Give Prince a break.
Prince, let me tell you, he's doing a gig tonight that has like 80,000 people in it.
Where in?
Right in the Bay Area. That's that. In fact, the news of his concert tonight headlined the ABC News tonight at 6 o'clock. Yeah. That was the headliner was Prince Concert, tickets for sale this weekend, blah, blah, blah.
That's pretty cool.
So but you're not? I thought you were part of that promotion of that. And that's why you were here, is to promote Prince.
Oh yes, I actually had a great thing going. I was selling
concessions at a Prince concert.
I was selling on Craigslist the URL to go to Ticketmaster to be told that there were no tickets available.
Okay,
but if you wanted the URL
to
go to Ticketmaster, you came to me. And it was a sharing economy.
If I give you $70, will you give me the URL?
It's over. It was actually last weekend.
Oh, so, okay. Will you still take my $70?
No, it wasn't that much. It was we made
it
volume.
Oh, wasn't a big volume enterprise, is what you're saying. This is Star Hydrogen to the Galaxy. There we go. Come to Papa.
415-962-7979.
Anyone ever call?
No, no one has ever called, ever. That's the beauty of it.
Seriously, yeah. I mean, you're not being ironic here.
The label can.
Do you sense? No one has ever called. No, wait, I called tonight.
Our people are dying, Senator.
What part of me says irony?
Are dying, dying to be free. No, what was it? People are dying if you believe in justice, dying if you believe in freedom. Go you on, live your own life. Rules and regulations, who needs them?
Not all powerful.
Well, I should be.
Throw them out the door.
Welcome back to Just for Fun 290.
Well, there you go then.
This set comes with a scout trooper, Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, and a stormtrooper. Figures out of the package, we have the scout trooper, Luke Skywalker,
shining message to you.
Do you think that I
you do?
The other people do. Well, I'll run again, get to you. And then it goes in the other part of the house. And the queen comes in. And a whole bunch of surfing sounds.
I don't know if you could be so cool. The real said we're not to win this because they even attacked you.
I'll say to the press, not believe me, that I went after my mother with a hammer. He said, I went after his mother.
How did your father die?
Anakin was a good friend. I took it upon myself to train him as a Jedi.
I know. You guys don't want to hear about the old days. Oh! Oh, no. Don't tell me about Crosby, Stills, and
cannot escape your destiny. Must face.
You'll be saying, you know, oh, I don't like, you know, Captain Kirk.
No. I can't do it.
You'll be saying, like,
I'll not leave you here. I've got to save you.
Spock.
Judges, Bashir scores 9, 9, and a 9.
That would be the end of the world. People stop believing in Star Wars, stop believing in Star Trek, and suddenly became bored with it. Wow, that was weird.
No way!
How did you do that? That just felt like, hi. There was a breeze all of a sudden. All right. See you later. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Pete Doley, astrophysicist and astro-commentator on these late-night escapades at the erotic day.
Nothing was standing all week.
Nothing phases the show. We will talk about anything. We will do anything.
There are stories about what happened.
This show doesn't hold anything back. There's no holding back. Everything. Give it everything. Just... You know, like,
a Jedi.
Get up and go, team. Yeah. Like that. Cannon. Kill him.
They're real.
Just kill him.
The Force. It's calling to you.
Well, what do you think, Colonel? I think we should take him on the right flank and envelop them, or just cut right through the woods there and surprise him from behind on the left. Hello? Hello? Where's my Shelby? Where are you? Where's my right hand? Where's my Jeb Stuart? My eyes and ears.
Skinner's Star Wars Return of the Jedi collection.
My eyes and ears. It's a,
who are you?
Oh, shit.
Jason Jar Binks.
Some are seduced by the dark side. Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish.
It's really hard doing radio without alcohol.
Would you destroy the dark side?
You have to kind of sit with your back straight.
There are stories about what happened.
Lean into it. Watch YouTube. Give anything to have a kind of peripheral vision that would allow me to read something from an arm's length. You know, we elderly people are tough. We're like the little scraggly roots that cling to the side of a cliff in the high wind, the bleak, raging, frosting wind of winter. We are hiding. We survive. We may be coarse. We may be ugly. You know, we are barnacles that grip the sides of the boulders.
This is what you've been looking for.
On a side, the seashore. But we live. We slime over the rocks and come amongst you in your most private and deepest,
Sea Star Wars, The Force Awakens, December 18th.
Where you will vomit your ideas into your own vomit of more ideas and create a giant cesspool of surging vomit and in a cyclone spiraling totally ever downward forever into the earth.
Like BB-8 here.
That. Okay, so that was my idea for the
BB-8.
For the Disneyland ride. I'm just proposing it as a ride to an amusement park. If there's French horn, there has to be some kind of heroism. Heartfelt.
When they hear you attack,
how dare the press not believe me that I went after my mother with a hammer?
That's when you know that life is at stake.
Went after his mother.
Instead, with a resembles a John Williams vocal score.
That I tried to stay as a friend of mine. But now it's great!
Just the most sappy, plastic,
could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
What I said, including my remarks right afterwards, she said it was very unfair.
Bombastic displays.
I'm not supposed to tell you anything.
You've known me for a long time, but I do get along with people. I deal with foreign countries. I've made a lot of money dealing against China.
Oh, this guy.
I've made a lot of plans
and not a, you know, I'm already tired of him. I could, what? I'm going to put up with him for 4 years? I'm bum bored already. Okay, we get it. You know, you're a loud mouth. You made a lot of money. You care.
Thousands of people. I employ, you know, I don't know if you saw, but the Nevada poll just came out. And
it's like a vision of the future. It's just that's what Orwell didn't actually predict, you know, was the, it was just the imagine a Gucci shoe stamping down on a human face forever. You know, that's the world under Trump.
We're giving you clairvoyance enough to find the rebels.
No, that's a cartoon.
I've made a lot of money dealing,
but it's enough to ensure another 8 years of the great co-presidency.
Said, who do you most prefer? You know,
and their empire, which shall run infinitely in all directions for all time and create peace forever everywhere.
It was the right decision coming here.
Of course it is. There's a great deal more of the adventure to tell if you would just kindly pay attention.
What happened?
There are already people.
There's more pew pew pew.
There's already people who have never known a life without Hillary Clinton. That's what all they've heard about.
Be quiet, man. The movie's starting.
Yeah, what's it called? Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton Wars.
Oh. If it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, I don't care. You know, that is, to me, that is so unbelievably outrageous. That's really what's going to happen. You can see it. It's on the wall. It's going to be Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump.
This side of the galaxy.
And that, if that isn't the most pathetic, disgusting, ridiculous, repellent, repulsive decision to have to make, I don't know what is.
Despite Master Yoda's fears, Obi-Wan did begin training Anakin.
Take the worst of both parties. You have to choose between that.
The Jedi?
For the next 10 years, Anakin grew to become
if only the great,
the most skilled apprentice the Jedi had ever seen.
You know the Jedi reputation.
Listen, we have to get them out of here, Pete. We have to get them out of here, Pete.
How are we gonna do that? I mean, we can't just kick them out. Whatever you do,
David Brinkley. That's how long it took me to remember the name David Brinkley. That name. I know. If I smoke tomorrow,
I expect the ladies. This is the sausage fest.
And now, of course, I don't remember what. Oh, I know. We need a David Brinkley to comment on our political situation because only he was caustic enough. Only he was sardonic and sarcastic enough and cynical enough for our current situation, because he was presided over the disaster of the 70s, Watergate, Vietnam, the CIA revelations,
and if there was a scale of good,
he was the most cynical man, and he was actually right on the button. I thought he was a great newsman, Brinkley.
The Holocaust. Because
he's Huntley, you don't remember someone.
Nazi Germany.
Huntley, I think, died young.
What societies have been doing since
but
the
But what happened to all the, what was in
I want
here?
To concentrate on the Holocaust because this is a favorite of certain Christian apologists.
This is the Star Wars story of colors and shapes.
Oh, great. Great. That's what we need.
Colors and shapes. Colors
and
shapes.
Star Wars. You know, we couldn't have. It's as bad now as it was in the 90s when
several
you had the real, quote, real, unquote, Star Wars,
i.e. the
Strategic Defensive Initiative of. And we're still talking about Star Wars 20 years
you
later.
You can read along with me in your book.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
I just
Judgment
don't think
Day.
It was that great. I mean, whoop-dee-doo. George Lucas. In fact, American Graffiti is probably a better movie anyway.
Jesus pointing big to the crowd.
You know what?
What they...
Yeah.
I like him. He's cocky. He's a cocky Jewish.
Number 1. Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1939.
Master Yoda.
Yes. Answer is...
You think it will really come to war?
Nominated by Brandt, a member of the Swedish Parliament. The man was a dedicated anti-fascist, and he made the nomination as a joke. But unsurprisingly, his sarcasm wasn't very well received.
What?
You will notice time to turn the page when you hear R2-D2 beep, like this.
Well,
Hitler invented the blow-up sex doll.
This is Connie Francis.
So to counteract this, Hitler had lifelike dolls made that could pack into soldiers' bags and provide comfort when needed.
How well stocked is your kitchen?
Across the infinite.
And government officials advise every family to stock a two-week emergency food and water supply in case of nuclear attack.
And Kurt Waldheim wrote the description to
Hitler's first love was a Jewish girl.
And,
lacking courage, he never spoke to her.
You know, by golly, they blasted it off into space.
Be prepared today.
I guess that would be...
He's 16 at the time, and he wrote a number of love poems about her. His claim he even contemplated suicide as an escape from the suffering unrequited love caused him.
What they call
number four.
What was the first
first public anti-smoking campaign in modern
Interstellar
history.
Voyager
Hitler
was
led
Voyager
the first public anti-smoking campaign
I think that was
in modern
it.
History. Anti-tobacco campaign banned smoking. They transport vehicles and raised the tobacco tax. They also promoted health education and organized lectures for soldiers. Hitler was a vegetarian and created laws against animal cruelty.
You've never been without me.
The old hometown looks the same.
It's laws which regulated animal slaughter as well as animal transport. Most importantly, he prohibited hunting and limited
like
animal
I
testing.
An effect of the drug. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything left in there. Didn't you bring in?
No, I forgot.
You what?
There
you forgot?
Exists an all-powerful force in the universe.
What about you? Where's your part?
Come on, man.
The animals previously used in medical experiments were twirling the dials. You know, you don't have time to grow
much. Saved from drowning by a priest.
You're just thinking, okay, let me just
the priest was around
hit the right buttons over here.
To the rescue
and I don't care. I don't have to grow pot in my own home to try to help the community.
And to those who seek to harness such power.
Yeah, this is you don't give a shit.
Gentlemen, welcome to Judgment Day. Have a great
time. How much time do we have?
How much
in this desert forever?
Wait, don't leave me here. How much time do we have?
Impossible to see.
Jesus pointing big to the crowd.
You know what?
What they like.
I like these cockies. The cockies.
You're always not
easy. Yeah.
What do you think the Jews? Anything? See, now the stone thing is
how dare you? Tell us. It's so important.
First. The side of Anakin Skywalker or the dark side of Darth Tyrannus?
Warning, the following story is not meant for children. Please, keep them out of your
throat. Queen Amidala had never been thrown and was now a senator.
Copyright. The characters
are taken from a different box.
And any theft thereof will be strongly frowned upon.
Stay instead of
2025 in the halls of the Reichstag.
Yes.
A German soldier is running to an office.
What is left?
The door to drop the kill. Mein Führer.
Hitler with flashing sounds and lightning.
Adolf Hitler, king of Neo-Germany. Look up for me.
So much as trying to kill a young senator.
Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker were...
The Force is in your hands with Star Wars electronic lightsabers, each sold separately.
Train your